welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It is absolutely about healthcare and reproductive healthcare. So everyone get ready for the language. Uterus. Issues like fibroids, breast cancer screening, contraceptive care.
In the first ever visit by a vice president to an abortion clinic, Kamala Harris stresses that facilities like Planned Parenthood in St. Paul, Minnesota, deliver vital health care. Some doctors say restrictions since Roe was overturned are putting lives at risk. Abortion opponents argue that bans can still protect health. A supporter of Israel and the highest-ranking Jew in Congress is delivering a striking rebuke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls for new elections there, saying the current right-wing coalition is blocking aid to Gaza and killing Palestinians to cling to power.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel. He has been too willing to tolerate the civilian toll in Gaza. Israel cannot survive if it becomes a pariah.
In elections here, political spending by donors who stay hidden is reaching record highs, according to a report by Open Secrets. Author Anna Masulia says dark money might be coming from shadowy shell companies or nonprofits and funds misleading attack ads against candidates from either party.
When you have dark money groups fueling this spending, the voter may not know what interest the secret donors behind that have in getting a specific candidate elected, a ballot measure passed, or any other policy issue.
Former President Donald Trump still faces charges that he illegally retained and hid classified documents after a motion to dismiss failed. But it's far from clear if the case will go to trial before the election. Trump is also facing criticism for comments about cutting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
There is a lot you can do in terms of entitlements, in terms of cutting, and in terms of also the theft and the bad management of entitlements. Tremendous bad management of entitlements. There's tremendous amounts of things, numbers of things you can do.
President Joe Biden was quick to respond with a new campaign ad.
If anyone here tries to cut Social Security, Medicare, or raise the retirement age, I will stop you.
Trump is also accused of a TikTok flip-flop, as some in Congress want it banned for ties to the Chinese government. As president, Trump tried to prohibit the video sharing app, but now wants to keep it on the market. Some Democrats and the ACLU call the proposed ban an attack on free speech. California Progressive Congressman Ro Khanna voted against the bill.
It's an overly broad bill that I don't think will withstand First Amendment scrutiny. The other issue is that there are a lot of people who make their livelihoods on this.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.